Nearly 200 African migrants are feared drowned after a boat carrying them to Saudi Arabia caught fire off Sudan's northeastern coast yesterday. Thousands of African migrants risk the dangerous routes to escape conflicts in their countries and to seek better lives in oil-rich states. The head of communications for the Jesuit Refugee Service, James Stapleton, told Chris Altieri the international community needs to do more to protect refugees.
First, I'd like to say that Jesuit Refugee Service is shocked and again appalled by the continuous loss of life and the failure of the international community to respond in an adequate manner. And we'd call on the international community to put in place mechanisms to allow people to flee and flee in safety. In the past, the international community has been able to intervene and provide safety to small numbers. I don't see why that it can't be done again.
Political instability in North Africa, in the Horn of Africa, is one part of the equation. But as many folks are fleeing violence or the threat of it as are traveling in search of a livelihood.
It's true to say that many of the people who are leaving are not, would not be considered refugees, if you like, in the Geneva Convention sense, and defined by the Geneva Convention, the 1951 Geneva Convention. But having said that, they're fleeing horrendous situations. The strategy to save life is not just one, is not about just providing a humanitarian canal to allow people to flee in safety. It's also about putting in place structures to bring these conflicts to an end, and to allow these states to develop in a sustainable manner. In the long run, the solutions to most of this can only be found, but in the short run, we would ask states to do what they can. Just because people are fleeing abstract poverty, that doesn't mean that the reasons that they're fleeing are any lesser.